Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 11th of June, 2024 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news. On the Isle of Man, background to that news, we've got sport and business and travel updates and the newsmakers in person. This evening, what to do about 5,000 empty properties, the latest on the meat plant setbacks. Unions say that 2% rise is unacceptable. Dave Molyneux announces his retirement, and the funeral of Manx politician Eddie Lowy took place today.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Siobhan Fletcher.
Faster Mai. A trade union has labelled a pay increase of 2% offered to government workers as totally unacceptable. The Isle of Man's Public Services Commission has set out pay awards for the next three financial years. The Southern Swimming Pool Board says assurances from the Chief Minister have been undermined by an updated report from the Department of Education, Sport and Culture. Chair Lawrence Vaughan Williams says in April they were told a pool would be built, but new documents say there is a firm commitment to creating a design, which he claims is not the same. The most successful sidecar driver in the festival's history is hanging up his leathers after nearly 40 years. Dave Molyneux announced his retirement earlier today. Further afield, the UK Prime Minister says his party's the only one with big ideas as he launched a manifesto promising tax cuts, slashing immigration and protecting pensioners. Shadow Chancellor Rachel Reeves has accused the Tories of gaslighting voters. Meanwhile, after having a milkshake thrown at him last week, Nigel Farage has been targeted again by protesters. Objects were pelted at him when travelling on the top deck of his campaign bus in Barnsley in South Yorkshire. And police say no damage was done to a portrait of the King after it was targeted by protesters. Animal rights activists painted an image of Wallace from Wallace and Gromit over it. They're your headlines, news at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's private client team. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Siobhan, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. No wind warning in operation for the North Irish East. State of sea is slight, later moderate, and the weather this evening dry with variable cloud. Some late sunshine in a moderate northwesterly. Going to be dry overnight, minimum temperatures 8 Celsius. And for Ukraine, dry and fine with sunny spells, a light northwesterly. Daylight maximum 15 degrees, down to 10 through a dry night. Into Thursday for Jordan, dry, then rain arriving by the afternoon on a strong southeasterly and up to 14 degrees. Tides on the way out, low waters 20 to 10 tonight, sunset 9 minutes to 10, high tide 5 to 4 a.m., sunrise 4:45, and the morning low water 21 minutes to 11.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. It's easy to repair broken greenhouse glass at Manx Glass and Glazing. For greenhouse glass cut to size, call 674 573.
The Manx government says it's hoping to get support for plans to address the number of empty and dilapidated houses on the Isle of Man. According to the 2021 census, more than 5,000 properties are currently vacant. Treasury Minister Dr. Alex Allinson, MHK, told the House of Keys more.
In March, we concluded a six-week targeted internal consultation on addressing issues associated with empty problem properties, seeking feedback on proposed incentive and disincentive options that may be appropriate to enable Treasury and local authorities to address these associated issues empty problem properties pose. Out of 17 broad proposals presented, there were 8 considered most favourable by respondents, including rates, exemption removals to discourage vacant properties, Treasury grants and further resources to local authorities to support enforcement actions to tackle all problem properties, and a multiplier rate for rateable values on problem empty properties. Most recently, last month, the Council of Ministers considered the favoured proposals related to empty problem properties and agreed that Treasury should engage and seek Attorney General Chambers' advice on immediately progressing rates exemption removals to discourage vacant properties through amending the Rating and Valuations Act 1953. Treasury officers are progressing this with the Attorney General's Chambers as we speak in order to consider and agree the best legislative approach and timeline for introduction. Furthermore, I plan to make a statement at the July sitting of Timwald about the next steps. I hope this update demonstrates the progress being made in ensuring the most efficient efficient and secure legislative route is taken to help improve the social and economic benefit to our island and residents by helping to minimise the issues associated with empty and problem properties.
The funeral of former Russian MHK and LegCo member Eddie Lowy has taken place today. He died at the age of 86 last month. Speaker of the House of Keys, Ewan Watterson, MHK, paid tribute to him during this morning's sitting.
Eddie had an extraordinary career in Tynwald from 1975 until 2013. 38 and a half years of service, and I don't think anyone has rivaled that record in recent years since Sir Charles Kurush. Eddie was selected as MHK for Russian as a Manx Labour Party candidate in 1975, 1976 and 1981. He was then elected to the Legislative Council a further seven times before retiring in 2013. During that time, he did service on the Harbour Board, Tourist Board, Police Board, Industry Board, Communications Commission, was a member of the Department of Tourism and Leisure, Education, Treasury, as well as Minister in the Departments of Home Affairs, Trade and Industry, as well as being a Minister without portfolio. Eddie was a fantastic bridge builder in Tynwald and was known to the intake of 2006 as Uncle Eddie. No matter what side of the debate you were on, you inevitably found yourself nodding with his wise words of counsel, inevitably prefaced with, "Let me tell you a story." He was also very generous with his time, not a common culture when I started off. And my favourite experience of working with him was when in 2010 we found ourselves on the select committee for the collapse of Kaupthing Singer and Freelander. Eddie taught me a lot about how to handle a select committee, it was only my second, and especially in the public glare. He was masterful at questioning witnesses with his self-effacing manner, down-to-earth turn of phrase and gentle humour. It was a masterclass. The truth is that there is no one around who can speak to his full contribution in Tynwald. However, Eddie takes his place as one of the giants of Manx politics. Despite being less outspoken than many or holding the highest offices, he was calm, thoughtful and friendly.
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years, this is Manx Radio.
Fast to my 23 minutes before 6, live from Douglas in the Isle of Man. On Manx Radio, there's a delay on this evening's EasyJet from Liverpool, and also the motor vessel Manxman is running with a delay as well. 17 times TT sidecar winner Dave Molyneux announced his retirement. And Manx Radio's Chris Kinley's been reflecting on his career, including his most recent return to the podium during this year's TT.
A winner, an innovator. If anybody needed Anderson, Dave Molyneux was there, whether it's his closest challenger. Go back in the day to Nick Crowe, Darren Hope, Kenny Howells, people like that. You know, all these guys, classy. He would help them. Not a problem at all. Tim Reeves, the Burt Jules, he would help them. Absolutely. And, you know, he wanted to win a race, but he would rather see another effort out on the grid as well. So he could be against somebody instead of just being on his own. But yeah, an absolute winner. With young Jakey Roberts, absolutely brilliant to see that. I mean, 2017 is the last podium before that. And everybody thought, maybe not too far away. But don't forget, he had two fourths over the past couple of years in 2022. Southern 100 champion, four times, made his debut there in 1984. So Dave has been around the sidecar block, and do you know what, I've seen him into that winner's enclosure so many times, and when he came in, honest to God, I've never ever seen him as excited as that, and you can see it in his eyes. And you know, he's a very emotional man, as Dave, he wears his absolute heart on his sleeve, but that meant everything to him and his long term sponsor Andy Farragher, who was there too. It was good to see him. Made my TT, actually. He kind of talked about it to me a couple of years ago and said, oh well, I might retire, we'll see how it goes, see how the KTM thing goes. He said after last year that would be it, and then hey Preston, he turns up. But don't discount seeing Dave Molyneux around the TT paddock, whether it be some sort of officialing role or just like sidecar liaison officer for the newcomers and the sidecars. That would be a top job to get Dave into.
Isle of Man Meat says it's committed to turning round production despite recent setbacks. It's after coming under fire online this week from a Manx butcher complaining he hadn't received meat as expected. Chief exec Rebecca Meir accepted there's been criticism recently, but says fulfilment has generally been strong.
Prior to TT, again, our fulfilment recently and all the way up to Christmas was really strong. We felt our relationships really good. We know that we had the issue during February and March due to the breakdowns of the plant. That did cause some shortages of stock and some issues. We are also working with a limited amount of staff, so we have to ensure that we're both taking the animals in and processing them into cut stock. So we try and make availability as high as possible with some restrictions just to the island location and the availability staff on this island. However, we will continue as part of this turnaround to try and recruit and train more staff who are ever able to do this very specialist position and increase stock throughput where it's available. We also absolutely prioritise our on-island customers, making availability for those independent butchers as high a priority as possible.
How long is this turnaround going to take? Do you fear that you could lose more Manx butchers along the way?
To be honest, I'm surprised at the decision making to move to a UK product. I am aware that price-wise, we stack up very well against good traceable British, Scottish and Welsh meat. But obviously, there is availability of cheaper stock globally and worldwide. So we are aware that we are not a commodity product with Isle of Man meat, that it does have the highest levels of welfare traceability and then is at a slightly higher price point. We would hope that our butchers commit to buying Great Manx meat and to working with us as we go through this. But if they choose to use meat imported from elsewhere, that is their commercial choice.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Faster by 19 minutes before 6, and the mountain road is open and two-way. Unions say an offer of 2% increase from the Isle of Man Public Services Commission is, quote, totally unacceptable, close quote. Negotiations officer Mick Hewis told Manx Radio what figure they actually want.
We were looking in the region of 8%, and there was a reason for that. One, because that is what the RPI figures were running around. Also, we wanted a long-term restorative pay increase. Our members have suffered year after year with below inflation pay rises. I'll preempt your next question, but I do accept that we've now moved on from that period and that inflation does seem to be falling. But the fact remains that 2% that's been offered to our members, I don't think is acceptable. And I'm pretty sure that our members won't find that acceptable either. I don't think it's just the government workers, to be honest with you. I think everybody deserves an inflationary pay rise. But if you want a specific answer and you look at what government workers actually undertake and the number of hours that they're working, because let's not forget that contractually, most government workers are contracted to work 37 hours. There's an awful lot, particularly in the Public Service Commission, that work well above 37 hours and are told that they need to do so for time off in lieu at flat rate, and assuming that they can actually get the time off when they want to take it back. So the work anything above 37 hours, there's a lot of our members who are working for nothing. That's all we hear nowadays. We can't afford it. We can't afford it. We can't afford it. But if they can't afford it, somebody needs to start saying why they can't afford it, and somebody needs to start saying how the public services are going to suffer. We ask for, year on year, an inflation-proof pay award so that people's standards of living increase. For decades, we failed in that on the whole. It's very rare, if you look back on the figures, that we have managed to achieve an above-inflation pay award.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 17 minutes before 6, in corporate news, Hikma Pharmaceuticals was the top gainer after Citi lifted its price target on the shares to 2,845p from 2,770, as it said. The IQVIA April data highlighted healthy trends for injectables and US generics. The strategy at US generics longer term remains reducing volatility and delivering a sustainable EBIT of $100 to $120 million as a result of efforts to increase contract manufacturing activities and further broadening the specialty portfolio. And for a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com. The Euro 2024 Football Tournament Championship will bring the governing body UEFA about 2.1 billion sterling, that's 2.5 billion euros, in revenues. Associated Press reports with sales coming from broadcast, sponsor and licensing deals, ticket sales and hospitality packages. The UEFA tournament will also benefit the UK economy, according to the Guardian newspaper, with analysts predicting revenues of nearly £3 billion as football fans spend money on food, beer and new televisions. Bars are banking on selling an extra 20 million pints over the four-week tournament, the first major one to have no social distancing rules since the pandemic, and an estimated total of 300 million pints worth £94 million, according to the British Beer and Pubs Association. Hospitality could see a boost of over £600 million, and retailers ring up over £2 billion. At least 35 million people are predicted to watch England and Scotland throughout the Euros, which begin this Friday, the 14th, across 14 cities across Germany.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookhall.
UK and European stocks closed lower. Wall Street stocks were mixed early today as market participants prepared for the outcome of the Fed's two-day policy meeting. Gold was flat and oil largely steady. The numbers reported by Ramsey Crookhall. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 down just over 1% at 8,100. 141. The DAX in Frankfurt closed down 0.7% at 18,367. A short time ago in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down almost 0.6%, 38,650. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index is up fractionally 0.04%, 17,198. And the S&P 500 down 0.25% in the Midwest, 5,346. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1, 27.2 cents, €1, 18.5 cents, and 23 South African rand, 75.3 cents. In commodities, gold's fractionally up 0.05%, $2,311 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down just over 0.1% at $81.79.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsay Cook all later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
3:15.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsay Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
A Douglas man's appeared in court accused of flouting the one-way system on the mountain road over TT. In court for Max Radio, Tessa Hawley.
Stephen Frank Williams of Derby Road appeared at Douglas Courthouse today. The 51-year-old has been charged with driving dangerously on the 26th of May. He's also been accused of failing to conform to a traffic direction on the same date. The court heard it's alleged he drove through the barriers at the Cregner Bar at 4:40 that morning. The prosecutor told the court conditions at the time were foggy and claimed he was driving in the middle of the road with only his side lights on. The court heard he reportedly travelled against the one-way system to Snaefell before completing his journey to Sulby. The mountain road was made one-way between Ramsey and the Cregner Bar on the 24th of May in preparation for this year's TT. Deputy High Bailiff Rachel Braidwood agreed to adjourn the case until the 9th of July when pleas will be entered. She also removed a bail condition prohibiting Mr. Williams from driving until that date. Two-way traffic has been reinstated on the mountain road today.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Sean Cowper.
Fastamai, the Isle of Man men's cricket team, bounced back from defeat in their opening match at the ICC T20 World Cup sub-regional Europe qualifier with a comfortable win over Turkey. Following a 16-run loss to France, the Manx side set Turkey a target of 183 for victory in their second outing of the tournament. The Isle of Man lost wickets with the first two balls, but George Burrows hit 52 of 43 balls, while Ollie Webster added 48 from 27. Turkey started the chase strongly, but two wickets in the fifth over from Joe Burrows got the Manx side back on top, helping limit the opposition to 101 for 9. Burrows finished the match with figures of 3 for 10 and was named player of the match. The team are in action again tomorrow when they take on hosts Italy at the Roma Cricket Ground. The event is the first step in qualifying for the 2026 ICC Men's T20 World Cup, with 10 European sides competing for one place in next year's Europe qualifier. TT rider Jack Petrie team has issued an update following his crash on Saturday, saying he's stable and continuing to receive treatment in Aintree Hospital. The Dorset man came off his bike at Hanley's Corner during the second lap of the Super Twin race. ThePeoplesBike.com says it will provide further updates as and when appropriate. And FC Isle of Man has announced the club will play a pre-season match against Ashton Town next month. The Ravens will welcome Ashton to the bowl on the 13th of July with kick-off at 6:30 p.m. The visitors currently play in the NWCFL Division 1 North, one league below the Manx Club. Tickets for the match against Ashton go on sale on Friday.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 5:10 EasyJet from Liverpool is delayed. She's not down yet, due in about 10 minutes ago, but no report on a landing. Next, it's the 7:30 EasyJet from London Gatwick showing on time. The 5:08 Loganair from Liverpool returning patient transfers on time. And the 10:09 Loganair from London City showing on time. Outbound, that 5:40 EasyJet to Liverpool is delayed notionally until 6:10, but they'll have to get a move on. Before that, the 6 o'clock Logan Air to Liverpool's on time, and the 8 o'clock EasyJet return to London Gatwick on time. On the roads, temporary lights at the bottom of the Ballymoda near Silverdale for some resurfacing. Lights on Alexander Drive at the Devonshire Road, Albany Road Junction and Douglas for gas main work. Part of Switzerland Road, Douglas closed for building work till November, and some lights at the bottom of Johnny Watterson's Lane near Cars Lane for a new puffing crossing in Tremote. That should be wrapped up today. Temporary lights on Vicarage Road at Stevenson Way in Farm Hill for water main replacement. Temporary closures on Strang Road for tree felling, and lights too on Andrus Road north of the Bride Road Junction for a mains connection. Phase closures on Ballykill Ferrick Road in Colby for water main work, and the Starvey Road's got some closures too for water main work.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with
Quayside. The Legislative Council's voted to progress a bill that seeks to remove the Bishop's vote in Tynwald. Lib Vannin leader Ramsay MHK Laurie Hooper put forward the private member's bill, which appeared for the first time in the upper house. Party chair Paul Weatherall says he's pleased at the outcome so far.
Liberal Vannin policy is actually to have LegCo directly elected by the public rather than by the House of Keys. So the Bishop's vote is just one stage in that, obviously not democratic for someone who hasn't been elected at all to have a vote in Tynwald from our point of view.
If this passes in its entirety, it would see the bishop lose its vote, but would still be able to contribute to debates by way of speaking. Some MLCs raised worries that it could lead to a lack of accountability in the sense that they're able to influence proceedings through what they're saying, but can't be held to account through a vote.
Well, I agree with that position. Basically, the bill that Laurie has put through is to try and take account of the will of the Keys as expressed a few months ago. They then, in a vote, said that they were in favour of removing the bishop's vote, but weren't in favour of the bishop not being in Tynwald at all. So it's a step in the right direction, but our point of view is if the bishop wants to be in Tynwald, then he or she should stand for election.
And you've talked about LegCo being completely publicly elected. How would that work?
Just as the Keys are elected, there are a number of ways of doing it, probably not on a constituency basis, perhaps people standing island-wide and an island-wide vote.
And how would they canvass to be able to get that vote? Because the role of LegCo is to be impartial, and their role is solely scrutiny.
Just the same as any other politician would, same as the House of Lords in the UK, the same principles apply. If you're in a position of legislating on behalf of the people at whatever level, I think it's right that those people doing so should be directly elected and have a mandate from voters.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
A quick word on the motor vessel Manxman running with a delay at the moment. Departed Heysham at 4:06. Manxman won't be in until gone 7:30 this evening. The 7:45 sailing, therefore, is delayed until at least 9 o'clock, getting into Heysham well after midnight. A Ramsay Butcher's praising Isle of Man Meats for the service it's received, particularly over TT. Isle of Man Meats has come under fire from the owner of a butcher's in Kirkmichael, who said he hadn't received meat as expected and was looking for UK supply. But Rob Tier of WE Tier Butcher says his experience has been excellent.
I can't say anything about anybody else. All I can say is that we've been supplied well. We've got what we've wanted. Where they've been short, we've asked them for alternatives and they've been able to help us out. And the quality of the meat's fantastic. We were given plenty of warning that they were going to have reduced delivery times over TT, and that was a bit tricky, but we worked around it and we got what we wanted, so we've got absolutely no complaints. And obviously I don't want to say anything about anybody else's situation. I just want to say that we've been served very well by our Man Meats. Don't get me wrong, when you're doing business with people week in, week out, sometimes you have little quibbles and not everything's perfect, but I would say particularly over the TT period, it's worked really well. In our experience, has been positive.
Remember to like Manx Radio on Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and if you use X, formerly Twitter, or LinkedIn, follow Manx Radio. We appreciate it. Patrick commissioners met last night. tonight, and on the agenda, hedge cutting, problems at the campsite, and the potential reopening of Glenmay. Glen, our local democracy reporter Emma Draper was there.
One of the main talking points of the meeting came from a resident who asked the commissioners when the Glen will be open to the public. Chair Gordon Clegg said the Department of Environment, Food and Agriculture have told him it could be open in September. The Glen was closed in November last year after a storm and landslips caused damage. Remedial work to the paths and bridges was scheduled for earlier this year. Mr. Clegg also said the department has spent a lot of money on the Glen. Also on the agenda was hedge cutting for the parish walk. Commissioner Henry Brideson said the clerk usually organises the schedule for this and the route is prioritised during this time, but felt it was being left a bit late as the walk is next Saturday. The clerk confirmed she will look into getting someone to cut the hedges around the parish. An issue was raised by a member of the public about litter and general antisocial behaviour at the Glen Rushen picnic and campsite. She said most campers who use the site are fine, but she's noticed an increase in rubbish being left as well as damage to the benches. As well as finding glass bottles smashed in the field, she said she's seen items left in the riverbank. The commissioners agreed to look into it and her request for signs. Patrick commissioners will next meet on Monday, 8th of July.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's News Department. Thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6 o'clock, Simon Clark and Kiri Kermode in the countryside. The Greatest Hits with Chris Kinley at 6:30 and the Folk Show at 9 with John Barker. Have a good Tuesday evening. Update returns tomorrow at 5:30. WINT.